Transportation, January the 4th, patient Deborah, D-E-B-R-A-N-A-N-N, Eggleston, E-G-G-L-E-S-T-O-N, date of birth, 7-6-1954. Deborah Eggleston was seen in the office recently. Paragraph. Previous diagnosis, number one, hypothyroidism, number two, Graves' disease, post radioiodine ablation, and number three, possible hypoglycemia. Paragraph. Recently commented she had blood work performed and a blood sugar of 56 was identified on the chem profile. Period. The questioner was asked whether she had true hypoglycemia. Paragraph. At present time, she had denied symptoms suggestive of hypoglycemia. Paragraph. General review is under mark of electrical assistance evaluation. Paragraph. On examination, blood pressure. On examination, weight 206 pounds, comma. BMI 40. Period. Heart sounds were normal. Lungs were clear. Period. The thyroid examination was unremarkable with no neck lymphadenopathy. Period. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period. Paragraph. Repeat fasting blood sugar was 82, comma, normal, period. Recent lab studies show TSH of 0.68 and free T4 1.29, comma, both normal. Peer paragraph impression. Hypothyroidism comes subsequent to previous radioiodine ablation for Graves' disease with normal thyroid balance, period. She also does not appear to have true hypoglycemia, period. The abnormal blood sugar on the chem profile may most likely result from a delay in performing the chemical analysis with an artifactual reduction in the glucose to anaerobic glycolysis. Per paragraph, no further testing for low sugar is required at this point, and she should continue on her current dosage of levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, she's advised to follow with her primary doctor in due course as I retire at the end of March 2025. Per paragraph, end of dictation.